The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, summoned by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
Creator of the stars of night, your people's everlasting light, O Christ, Redeemer of us all, we pray you hear us when we call. In sorrow that the ancient curse should doom to death the universe, you came, O Savior, to set
Stranger. He He sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not, O Lord our God.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, thou God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Into thy hands, O
The hymn for this service is, Hark, a thrilling voice is sounding. Christ is nigh, it seems to say.
Children.
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and most merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing.
Amen.
We confess
to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. Stir up thy power, O Lord, and with great might come upon us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let thy bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be honor and glory, world without end.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve your sick servant Dan, and give your power of healing to those who minister to his needs, that he may be strengthened in his weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The anthem this evening is Ecce Dominus Veniet by Tomas Luis de Victoria. Behold, the Lord comes, and all his saints with him. On that day there will be a great light. Behold, the Lord comes from above on clouds triumphant.
Thank you.
We will lay us down in peace and take our rest.
For it is thou, Lord, only,
that makest us dwell.
Of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.